The opinions and statements expressed in the following program do not necessarily reflect those of WWDB, its staff, or management.
You're listening to Real Estate Today with Paul Rosso, the voice of real estate in the Delaware Valley, on WWDB AM Talk 860 and WWDBAM.com.
Greetings, everyone. Happy Sunday morning to all of you. Welcome to another Super Sunday Real Estate Talk on Real Estate Today. I'm your host, Paul Rosso, your trusted real estate expert, advisor, and advocate with RE/MAX Properties. It's great to be back with all of you today, the best audience in the world. Hey, I hope you had a great week. The real estate market continues to heat up, and I just helped Fred and Pat to purchase their new home. They've lived in a current home for about 40 years, and you know, they wanted to buy a home where they had a bedroom on the first floor just in case they may need that in the future. So they were excited about buying their first house in many, many years, and surprised at how many changes have occurred in the last 40 years in the real estate business. I'll tell you, there's also a shortage of homes on the market out there. So if you're thinking of selling your home this year, now would be a perfect time to sell your home before the bigger inventory comes out and you have a lot more competition in the spring. So if you have a real estate need and you're looking to sell your home or even to buy a home, you can reach me at 215-778-9687. Hey, I have a great lineup of guests on the show today. They're all in the studio with me, so that's awesome. We have Samantha Krez and Brad Connor. They're both with Green Drop, and they're joining me today. They're going to be talking about services they offer to homeowners who are looking to downsize and declutter their homes. So, Samantha and Brad, welcome. Glad to have you on the show and have you come in studio today.
Thanks for having us, Paul.
Okay, great. You guys having a good weekend?
It was a great weekend.
All right. Awesome. Hey, we also have Robin Ebley with Prospect Mortgage. She's also in the studio with us today. Welcome, Robin. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. How was your weekend?
It was really good. Thank you.
All right. Awesome. We had a great weekend. My family, we did a lot of things together this weekend and do some more things tonight after work. So I got to work after the show, but I'm excited to, I'm always excited to work with my clients there. So Robin's going to be talking about some great options for buyers who are a little short on money, a little short on cash, you know, when they to purchase a house. And she's going to talk about some options that are available to the buyers and some of the guidelines that are important to follow in the mortgage process when you're getting a mortgage, especially when it comes to some of these ways of helping out when you're short on cash. So as you can see, we have a grand packed show today. Remember, we have a new website out there. It's www.realestatetodayshow.com, so be sure to check that out. And also a new Twitter handle. You can follow me now at Paul Rosso. And this week I'm introducing a new Facebook page for the show. It's facebook.com/Paul Rosso Real Estate Advisor. And we already have close to 400 people who like the page, so be sure to check it out. Hey, I appreciate all the great feedback I received on last week's show with Danielle Hale. Danielle is the Director of Housing Statistics with the National Association of Realtors. Jim Carney would also join us. Jim is the owner of Dalval Home Inspectors, a great home inspector. And Jesse Swoger with Atlantic Home Loans joined us on the program also. So it's a great show, great information. If you missed the show, be sure to check out our podcast on realestatetodayshow.com. That's realestatetodayshow.com. As I mentioned earlier, the real estate market has already started to pick up after the holidays and continue to, look for homes for buyers. And like I said, you know, inventory is very low right now. So if you're thinking of selling, be sure to give me a call. If you're outside of my market area, I'd be glad to help you with finding a realtor in the area that you live to help you get your home sold. So, again, my number, you can call or text me at 215-778-9687. 215-778-9687. As you can see, in addition to the radio show, I love helping sellers, buyers, and investors with all of their real estate needs. I've had the good fortune to be the trusted real estate advisor and champion for hundreds of clients over the 28 years I've been in business now. And my goal is to always provide you with five-star client-first service. So, I'm glad that you're on board for the show. I really appreciate your support of the show. And, I'd love for you to join in this conversation today. We got some great guests here today. So you can always text me on my mobile phone at 215-778-9687 if you have any questions for any of our guests. If you want to email me, my email address is paul@paulrosso.com. I'm on Twitter again. You can follow us on Twitter at Paul Rosso, and on Facebook again, Paul Rosso Real Estate Advisor. All right, so we're going to get the show started here. You're listening again to Real Estate Today with Paul Rosso on WWDB, Talk 860 AM. So let's get the show started. I want to bring back my guests, Samantha and Brad. And if you guys can introduce yourselves and give our audience a little background about yourself. Why don't we start out with Samantha?
Sure. Well, thanks again for having us, Paul. My name is Samantha Krez. I'm the Community Marketing Coordinator for GreenDrop.
Okay.
So what I do is we have around 30 GreenDrop charitable donation sites from Connecticut down to Virginia.
Excellent.
So my job is to get out into those communities and make sure our neighbors know who we are and all the services that we offer.
Great. And I'm looking forward to talking to some of the services you provide to homeowners in the area. And Brad, a little background about yourself.
Sure. Yeah. Thanks, Paul. And again, thanks for having us today.
Sure.
My role is I head marketing for GreenDrop, and what that involves is communicating with all our potential clients, soliciting their donations of clothing and household items that we then send the trucks out to pick up. So got a couple call centers, the website, great websites, and do a lot of digital marketing as well.
All right, excellent. So can you give us a little background, about the company, the history of the company, and what the company is all about, GreenDrop?
Sure, Paul. The company is actually a privately held company, third generation.
Okay.
And it's over 50 years old.
Oh, wow.
And, yeah, for the whole time we've been working with the Military Order of the Purple Heart, which people here in this area, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Delaware, are very familiar with.
Sure.
And so we, solicit clothing and household donations, and we convert that to money that we then donate to the Purple Heart. So that's what the company's been doing. Recently, we've added two new charities, the National Federation of the Blind. They're headquartered in Baltimore, Maryland. And we also work with the St. Vincent de Paul Society here in Philadelphia.
Okay, great. So talk to me about, GreenDrop and the ways that people can go about donating the services. Why don't you give us a general idea, and then we're going to delve into, the particulars a little bit more.
Sure. We have three great services for our donors.
Okay.
They're all free and really convenient. First, as I mentioned, we have our GreenDrop locations. So we're a little bit different from a typical donation bin that you might find in a parking lot somewhere.
Okay.
Our sites are actually manned locations. They're freestanding buildings.
Okay.
They're often remodeled gas stations. So we have an attendant there 7 days a week who waits for donors to come in. He'll help unload their donations and provide them with a tax-deductible receipt from the charity of their choosing.
And where are these locations in the Philadelphia area?
I think the closest one to where we are now would be Narberth. We have one in Media, Aston. If someone was interested, they can go on to www.gogreendrop.com and punch in their zip code, and they'll show up within 30 miles of their area.
Okay, excellent. And then, you have a couple services that are more real estate related, too.
Mm-hmm.
I guess why don't we start off first with home pickups, and then you also have the home cleanout service, mm-hmm. which I'm interested in for my audience especially.
Sure. So first I'll go into home pickups.
Okay.
Between the home cleanouts and our home cleanout concierge, they're a little bit similar.
Okay.
Our pickups are more for small-scale donations. So say you're, cleaning out your closet next weekend and you have a few bags to donate. You can give us a call at 1-888-944-DROP, and we can have a driver outside of your home within 24 to 48 hours to come pick up those donations.
Okay.
And again, we'll provide a tax receipt from the charity of your choosing.
Right. Now, so let's say someone has just one bag of clothing.
Mm-hmm.
You'd pick that up too?
Sure. One bag of clothing to about 24 for that service.
All right. Excellent.
And then going into more large volume donations,
okay.
that would be something that would lean towards the home cleanout concierge. This is geared towards donors who have large volume donations that are preparing for a move, they're downsizing, maybe transitioning into a smaller home. With this service, they would reach out to one of our home cleanout concierge specialists via email or via telephone and kind of give them the description of the services that they need, what they're interested in donating. And then they would schedule a day where the home cleanout concierge specialist will come into their home and kind of help them sort through those items, what is salvageable, what would donate, and what might have some value to them that we think that they should keep.
Okay.
And then they would help them pack and prepare those items for a GreenDrop driver to, again, come pick those items up for them.
Okay. So Let's talk about what are acceptable items that you can take and what are unacceptable.
Mm-hmm. Sure. So we take all women's, men's, and children's clothing,
okay.
Small household appliances, most electronics, and then as far as large furniture items, that's really up to the discretion of our partner charities. So the Home Cleanout Concierge Specialist would be able to walk that donor through.
Okay.
That type of thing.
And
the
Home Cleanout Concierge service, that's all free?
Yes. All of our services are free. And also with the Home Cleanout Concierge service, we'll provide the bags and boxes for the person to pack up their items.
Oh, that's great. So give me that. So someone would call up.
Mm-hmm.
And so give me a, can you walk me through a little bit more as to, you know, what's going to happen? Someone's, I assume it's not even if they're going to move. It's, mm-hmm. you know, if they just have a lot of stuff and they want to mm-hmm. declutter.
Yep. Decluttering, okay. Just some downsizing.
Okay.
Say the kids are moving out. You want to get rid of some of their stuff. Anything along those lines.
Okay. And so you said that they'd have a representative come out and help sort out the things that, you know, into like different groups, I guess, as to what's, you know, what you can accept, what they may have to throw out. Or find other ways of dealing with or mm-hmm. what may be of value. Is that correct?
Correct. The home cleanout concierge specialist will come out to the home and, you know, spend the day with that person to go through those items, what to keep, donate, and what might not have any value.
Okay. Excellent. So, I mean, that sounds like a great tip for people who are thinking of moving. I know there'll be a lot of people in my audience that are going to be moving, especially in a downsize situation. You know, because, I mean, if you're getting ready to downsize, you have a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm. And one thing I like to stress to people that might be interested into this okay. program is, you know, it doesn't have to be done in one day. I know downsizing is a major task.
Sure.
So we can come back, you know, at your convenience and keep going through those items with you.
Okay. And then at the end of the home clean out, the people given a tax receipt for charitable donations also?
Mm, just like all of our other services, they have okay. the option to direct their giving to one of our three partner charities, and we'll provide them again with a tax receipt for their donations.
Okay, that's interesting. So is there anything else we haven't covered yet that you'd like to share about Green Drop or any of the programs that they offer?
One thing I'd like to mention is the email and telephone number that
sure.
they can reach for the concierge service.
Yeah, definitely.
It is a little bit different from our normal services.
Okay.
So the email is concierge@gogreendrop.com.
Okay.
And the telephone number is 1-888-575-7700. And, of course, they can find that same information on www.gogreendrop.com.
Okay. And then can they call in, like you mentioned about this number of being for the concierge services, mm-hmm. what about they want home pickup? How would they go about doing that?
The home pickup, they can go online to www.gogreendrop.com and schedule
okay.
online, or we have a separate telephone number for that, and that is 1-888-944-DROP.
Okay, excellent. So Samantha and Brad, I really appreciate you guys coming in. I think it's a fascinating service, and it's a free service for everyone, and I think it goes so some great causes. Can you go over some of the I know you mentioned about you probably already mentioned it, but you know, my brain I forget about mm-hmm. sometimes. The charities that you the money go to?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. We have three charities we work with right now.
Okay.
The one is the Military Order of the Purple Heart.
Okay.
The second is the National Federation of the Blind, and the third is the St. Vincent de Paul Society of Philadelphia. And so you can select any of those charities and donate multiple times.
Okay. Can you give us like a quick breakdown as to like what Purple Heart does with the funds?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Maybe some of the other charities, what they do with the funds.
Absolutely.
What
yeah,
their specialty is.
Right. The Purple Heart's been around for quite a few years.
Right.
And they fund a lot of programs for soldiers, and not just people that have won the Purple Heart, but
okay.
you know, anybody that's from the military. And they do things like funding scholarship programs, you know, helping research for traumatic brain injuries. And all programs like that. They even have programs with sight dogs and things like that
okay.
you know, for military people.
Excellent. What about some of the other charities?
Mm-hmm. Well, the National Federation of the Blind, they're the foremost advocate for, you know, blind people in the United
okay.
States. They do a lot. They've got a great Braille center. They're very active with getting the white canes in people's hands and
okay.
teaching them how to use that. So they're, you know, a real advocate for the blind. And then the St. Vincent de Paul Society, you know, their goal is just really help anyone in need. So, you know, with home visits, you know, with food, with transportation, they reach out to help anybody with those types of services.
Excellent. So I appreciate you guys again coming on the show. Again, it's gogreendrop.com. Sorry about that. Gogreendrop.com. Samantha and Brad, thanks again for joining us today on Real Estate Today with Paul Rosso. And we'll be right back with more with Robin Ebley with Prospect Mortgage talking about some mortgage things as Real Estate Today with Paul Rosso continues. We'll be right back.
Hello, homeowners. If you need to sell your home, you just need to make one call to Paul Rosso with RE/MAX Properties and then forget about it. Paul has a proven marketing system for attracting dozens of qualified home buyers every week that is so effective that he can guarantee to sell your home in 59 days at a price you agree to, or Paul will sell it for free. Now, that may sound hard to believe, but trust me, this is real. Paul's proven marketing system will attract qualified buyers for your home, which creates demand and helps his home sell fast and for the most money. Paul will even let you out of the contract at any point during the listing. But that doesn't ever happen because Paul is going to sell your home, so grab a pen. Call Paul now. The number is 215-778-9687. Or you can go online at soldbypaulrosso.com. That's soldbypaul, R-O-S-S-O.com.
You just purchased your dream home, and now it's time for you to choose a title company to insure your title in your new home. At RK Abstract, we not only insure your title, we're committed to providing you with exceptional customer service and educating you throughout the entire process. And when your settlement day comes along, we'll be there for you every step of the way to answer any of your questions and help to ensure a smooth closing. So whether you're buying your dream home or refinancing your current mortgage, you have the right to choose your own title insurance company. Title insurance rates are state regulated in Pennsylvania, so be sure to choose a title company that's committed to you. RK Abstract makes that commitment to you. Give us a call at 267-279-9332. 267-279-9332, so we can serve you. RK Abstract is licensed in the state of Pennsylvania.
Congratulations! You just signed a contract on your dream home. Now it's time to have a comprehensive examination of the home for your protection and to get the answers to all of your questions about the home. Be sure to call the professionals at Del Valle Home Inspectors for all of your home inspection needs. They have the experience and knowledge to give you an honest evaluation of the condition of the home so you can make the right decisions about the home. Call Del Valle Home Inspectors today at 215-850-3819. That's 215-850-3819.
Welcome back to Real Estate Today. I'm your host, Paul Rosso, your trusted real estate expert advisor and advocate with RE/MAX Properties. If you're thinking of buying a home this year, I have a proven, repeatable system backed by market research to find you the perfect home, negotiate the best price and terms for you, and to save you thousands of dollars in unnecessary repairs and costly mistakes. Hey, I'm thrilled to have you with us today. I hope you're enjoying this show on the Super Sunday. Hey, be sure to join us on Facebook at our new Facebook page, Paul Rosso Real Estate Advisor. And so it's facebook.com/Paul Rosso Real Estate Advisor. Hey, going to bring our guest in again, Robin Ebley. Robin is with Prospect Mortgage, and we got a lot of mortgage information to discuss. Right, Robin?
Yes, we do. Thank you for having me, Paul.
Sure. Hey, Robin, why don't you introduce yourself a little bit to our audience, a little background about yourself, and then talk to us about Prospect Mortgage.
Sure. So my name's Robin Ebley. I am a loan officer with Prospect Mortgage. I've been in the mortgage industry since about 2003, so I've seen the good and the bad, the ugly, the everything with mortgages. But I you know, do residential lending.
Okay.
Purchases, refinance, license in New Jersey and Pennsylvania. As far as Prospect Mortgage, we're a California-based company out of Southern California.
Okay.
We have several offices, though, in the Tri-State area. As far as New Jersey, we have several offices. Pennsylvania, we have Philadelphia, Wayne, Devon. We're all over the place. So Prospect Mortgage is a direct lender, which means that we fund and service our own loans. So it's not a brokerage. Everything is underwritten, funded and stays with us throughout the entire process, and we don't sell it after closing.
Well, that's a good thing.
Which is nice because that way the underwriters, you know, can make decisions and you know, work with us on things, which is always nice to have.
Okay, terrific. So you know, a lot of buyers in a position don't think they're in a position to ever purchase a house. And they have the income, but they're short on cash. So I thought it would be a good way today to talk about some of the ways buyers can be helped if they're short on cash. And one of the ways they can do that is through gift funds from family members. And so, you know, I know there's some recent changes with FHA regarding gift funds. So, you know, buyers qualify, has enough income, but just short on cash, and as all of us know, it's hard to save up money sometimes. So let's say they have, you know, they want to try to get a gift from family members. Can we talk about, why don't we start with who can they get a gift from?
Sure, absolutely, and you're definitely right. I see it all the time where people qualify as far as income, as far as credit. Just with the whole savings, it's hard.
Yes.
And some people might have, you know, a 401k, but they can't take money out of it yet,
right,
or that they want to use that as their last option. So one of the things that you're able to do is get a gift.
Okay.
With some recent changes, it's changes for the better. So a lot of people, you know, when I first meet with them and talk about down payment, how much money they would need, a lot of times they don't have it. So I always suggest you have someone that could give you money as a gift.
Okay.
So it used to be that with conventional mortgages, you still had to put down 5% of your own money.
Okay.
That has actually changed. So for FHA, conventional, VA, USDA, any type of residential loan program, you can get a gift to cover 100% of the down payment, whether it's 3.5% down or 20% down.
All right. That's good.
Yeah, it's great. So as far as FHA, then it can come from anyone, actually. It can come from a family member. It could be a friend. It could be an employer. It could be your church. It could come from anyone. I could ask you for a gift for to buy a house, as long as you're not my realtor at the same time, because it's kind of a conflict. But so for FHA, anyone can give you the money for it.
Okay.
For conventional, it does have to be a family member.
Okay.
And we just show that on the gift letter.
All right. Now, who they define as a family member?
Parents, step-parents, grandparents, aunts, uncles,
okay,
as long as it's a blood relative.
Okay, cousins?
Absolutely.
Okay, and how much can they receive in gift funds?
They can
receive however,
there's no limit.
Okay.
No limit. So
can it cover the down payment and the settlement costs?
Absolutely.
So all the cash they need can be from a gift.
Absolutely, and I've seen it a lot. I had a deal not too long ago where the borrower was going FHA.
Okay.
And we actually had three different gifts. We had one from his employer, one from a friend of his, and then one from a family member. So you can get more than one gift as well. So,
okay.
And like I said, with FHA, it can come from anyone. His employer even gave him a gift. I had another situation where it was a conventional loan, and the mother gave a substantial down payment. So that way they wouldn't have PMI. So you could absolutely no limit on the amount.
Okay. Now, is there some tax consequences for the donor if they give too large of a gift? Do you know?
I always say talk to your accountant.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
Yeah, I think there's something about that. Something you definitely want to check out with your accountant.
I always just double check with your accountant, especially depending on where the donor is pulling the money from, whether it's a checking account or an investment account, if there's penalties on a retirement fund or something like that. I always just recommend double checking.
Okay. So, so to give this gift money, you know, as a lender, you're going to need some documentation that this money got transferred. So what's the process of that? How do we document that
Absolutely.
The gift came in and, you know, the borrowers have the money now?
Sure. So there's two different ways of doing it.
Okay.
I always say consider it a paper trail. Always think of it as a paper trail because it seems a lot more confusing. But what we do is we have the borrower provide us a copy of the check that was given to them from the donor, and then also a copy of the deposit slip showing that check going into their bank account.
Okay.
We also have to get from the borrower an updated bank statement from them,
okay,
showing the money available in their account. Now, this is when it gets a little bit trickier. So we also have to get from the donor proof that the money came from their account.
All
and
right.
The reason for all of this is the whole Anti-Money Laundering Act.
Okay.
So we have to see the money leaving the donor's account, and then we also have a gift letter that both the borrower and the donor assign.
And that's, excuse me, that's for FHA, VA, or conventional?
Absolutely.
All the paper, you need a full paper trail.
Paper trail of everything.
Do you need to see how long it's been in the, does it have to be in the donor's bank account for
not
a certain amount of time?
Nope.
It just has to be in there.
It just has to be there. We have to show that they have the ability to gift it.
Okay. So you have the donor. You need a copy of the donor's bank statement showing that they have money in the bank. It doesn't matter how long. They could have had it in there 1 week.
Absolutely. Yep.
Okay. But just that it's in their account. Then you need a copy of the check. Then you need a copy of the deposit slip into the borrower's bank. And then you need the bank statement of the borrower to show that the money is actually in the account.
Correct. Okay. Now, there are also times where the person who is gifting the money does not want to provide bank statements.
Okay.
Whether they don't want their kids to see how much money they have in assets, they don't want me to see anything, privacy reasons, which is common. It's very
okay.
common. So there's another option as well. So first I talk to the person giving the money and you know, let them know they can send it to me directly if they don't want to give it to their children or whoever they're giving the money to.
Okay.
But then there's also another way of doing it where we would do the same thing as far as the gift letter. But what I would do is have the person giving the money get a certified check from their bank, have their bank provide a letter saying that they withdrew that money,
okay,
the day, the account number, and that they had the money available. Now it has to be a certified check, and who they made it out to and what it was for.
Okay.
And then you could even give it to the title company or the attorney handling the transaction and let them hold on to the check as long as we get a letter from them, the title company or the attorney, saying they're holding the check for this transaction. Then we could do it that way as well to avoid seeing their bank statements.
Okay. Excellent. And the gift letters, does that still have to say that the donor does not expect the money to come back to them?
It's on the letter that we provide, that we send out, and they sign it, fill out their information, and send it back. But yes, it does have to say that they don't expect a repayment of it.
Okay. And when should the donor give the buyer the gift? Before the buyer starts looking for a house? Are there any restrictions as to how soon they should give it? Should they wait until, the borrower actually finds a house? Can they give it in advance?
Yeah, you could absolutely do it in advance.
Okay.
Some people like to do it ahead of time just so that way it's one less thing to worry about once they go under contract. Because once you go under contract, you're doing, contracts, appraisals, home inspections, all these different things.
Right.
So it's one less thing to worry about.
Okay.
Or you could do it once you go under contract. I do like to do it. If you wait till you go under contract as soon as possible, so that way underwriting can review it and clear it as soon as possible. That way it's one less thing to worry about.
Okay, great. So we're going to take before I take a break, just quickly, is there anything else about gift funds that we haven't covered yet?
No, I think we pretty much covered everything for gift funds.
Okay, excellent. So we're going to take a quick break, and then when we come back, we'll be talking with Robin Ebley with Prospect Mortgage. We're going to talk about seller assist. We're going to talk about handling large deposits. And we're going to wrap things up with interest rates, your take on the interest rates. So we'll be right back with Robin Ebley with Prospect Mortgage and Real Estate Today with Paul Rosso. Stay tuned.
Are you looking to sell your home for quick cash? Do you have a home that is dated or in need of repair and just want to sell the house as is for cash? Well, be careful of those fast cash for houses sharks. Before you do anything, give Paul Rosso with RE/MAX Properties a call. Paul can help you evaluate your home and your situation, and then help you decide if you should go for a quick cash sale, or if you would be better off putting your home on the market and selling it as is. Give Paul a call now at 215-968-7402 for a no-cost, no-obligation, fair and honest evaluation, or reach out to him online at cashorsell.com.
Congratulations! You just signed a contract on your dream home. Now it's time to have a comprehensive examination of the home for your protection and to get the answers to all of your questions about the home. Be sure to call the professionals at Del Valle Home Inspectors for all of your home inspection needs. They have the experience and knowledge to give you an honest evaluation of the condition of the home so you can make the right decisions about the home. Call Del Valle Home Inspectors today at 215-850-3819. That's 215-850-3819.
Gen X, Gen Y, Millennial, Generation Me, Generation Internet. You know who you are. You've been crushed by this economy. College debt, credit issues, lack of savings, but things are turning around for you. So if you're trying to move out of your parents' home, a friend's house, or an apartment, now's the time to do it. Interest rates are low. Prices are good. You know you need to get out and you need to get your own place, a piece of the American dream. Look, the only way you're going to be able to do that is to find out what's it going to take for you to buy a home. You know the smart thing to do is to call or text Paul Rossa with RE/MAX Properties right now at 215-778-9687 to get yourself on a path to home ownership. Paul is fighting for your generation. He's not counting you out. He believes in you. He's here to give you the advice and tools you need to buy a home right now. Call or text Paul now at 215-778-9687. That's 215-778-9687.
Welcome back to Real Estate Today with Paul Rosso. So happy to have you join us today on WWDB Talk 860 AM. The show is also streamed live on our website at realestatetodayshow.com. Our call number or text number, if you have any questions or comments for Robin or myself, 215-778-9687, 215-778-9687. You can follow us on Twitter at Paul Rosso, P-A-U-L-R-O-S-S-O. Hey, we'll continue our discussion with Robin Ebley with Prospect Mortgage on ways to get cash to be able to buy a house if you don't have enough cash. These are, you know, earlier before the break, we talked about gift funds and the requirements of gift funds. So now I want to talk, Robin, about seller assist. And I assume that a borrower can get gift money and seller assist at the same time?
Yes, you definitely can do both.
Okay. And they can the gift funds and the seller assist can cover all down payment and all settlement costs also?
Absolutely. Yep.
Okay.
I've seen it where people put down less money on a house than they did on a car between the two.
Yeah, definitely. So let's talk about the guidelines for seller assist. You know, is there a maximum they can get from the seller, and then and how seller assist is looked at from a FHA, VA, conventional, or what's the other one I'm missing? USDA.
Sure. So pretty much with the seller concession, seller assist. If you don't know what that is, basically it's when the seller gives you money at closing to cover your closing costs.
Right, and that's going to be based upon generally. It's going to be either a set amount or a percentage of the sale price. And, you know, if let's say a seller, let's say a seller's asking $200,000 and they're willing to accept $190,000. Well, one of the ways you can, as a borrower, you can present your offer in is offering the buyer $190,000, say, and the seller may say, okay, I'll take $190,000 for the house. Another way of doing it is often the seller, their asking price $200,000, and asking the seller to pay $10,000 of your closing costs. So you get the cash at closing from the seller's proceeds, and the seller, instead of getting $200,000, nets out $190,000. So that's how the seller assist would look at it. So go ahead. I'm sorry for interrupting you.
No, it's really important to know that. And it's good to know, too, you know, if you're going to do that, then, do a strong offer. That way, you know, the seller has to net a certain number. So we need to make sure that they're getting the number they need to net and that you're also getting the money you need for closing costs.
Right. And one of the things, you know, like a seller, you know, we gave the example of a $200,000 asking price, and they're willing to pay $10,000 in closing costs if they get $200,000. You know, if you offer them $190,000, they may not be willing to pay a full $10,000, which then gives them $180,000 to walk away with. So you know, a lot of times when you do sell or assist, you do have to make a stronger offer.
Sure. And Paul can help you out with structuring that so that way
sure.
everyone benefits from it. So as far as how much you're allowed to get, so
okay.
with FHA, VA, and USDA, you're allowed to get up to 6% of the sales price.
Okay.
And then for conventional, it varies a little bit just depending on how much money you're putting down.
Okay.
So 10% down or less is going to be 3% of the sale price. And then from 11% to 24.99% is going to be 6% of the sale price. And then if you put down 25% or more, it's going to be 9% of the sale price.
Okay.
And then investors can also do it as well. It's going to be 2% across the board for investors on a seller concession. One of the really important things to know, though, is that if you get a full 6%, you might not need a full 6%. So you can only get the money that of what your actual closing costs are. You cannot have anything above and beyond that. You can't get money back at closing for the difference. So any additional money would end up going back to the seller. So what we do, I talk to my buyers, I talk to Paul, I'll let you know exactly, you know, pretty close to what your actual closing costs are going
right.
to be, and then that way you put your offer in with that amount. That way you're not losing that additional amount.
Okay. And can seller assist be used for a down payment at all?
It cannot. No,
okay.
It has to go towards closing cost.
Okay. And like you said, if there's more seller assist than the actual closing costs, you can't walk away with any money as a borrower.
Yeah. So okay. that's why I, you know, talk to my buyers, figure out, you know, one of the big things I tell everyone is before you go out looking at houses, send me the property addresses on every one of them, and I'll tell you exactly how much money you need in closing costs.
Sure.
Prior to even looking at the house, so that way you know what number you need to put an offer in on for it to work for you and for the seller.
Right. So if you only can get 4% back instead of 6%, you know, you have a little more wiggle room on the price then sometimes.
Exactly.
Okay. Terrific.
But between, you know, doing a seller assist and a gift, I mean, you could put very little out of pocket to buy a house.
Yeah, definitely.
It's great.
And, you know, the thing is, not everyone has access to the gift funds, but, you know, if you don't have access to gift funds and you go in with like an FHA or VA or conventional, you know, you're not going to need a lot of cash anyway for your down payment.
You really don't.
Yeah.
Yeah. People always think they have to put down a lot, and you really don't.
Okay. All right, terrific. So let's talk about large deposits. There are some, you know, one of the concerns that a lender is going to have is, you know, when they review your bank statements, is looking at any large deposits. Now, I assume that, you know, if it's a check from your company, you're going to know that because it's going to be pretty consistent. But other large checks, what is considered a large deposit from a lender standpoint?
Sure. This is very, very, very important.
And excuse me one second, because it's not just Prospect Mortgage. These are the guidelines for all mortgages.
I was just going to say that. These right. guidelines, and even then I'm telling you on all of them, they come directly from FHA, Fannie,
okay.
Freddie, USDA, VA. It's not just Prospect Mortgage. This
right.
is information for every single mortgage company out there because we have to follow what FHA puts in place or
right.
conventional for Fannie, Freddie. So a large deposit, again, like Paula just mentioned, if it's a direct deposit from your employer, we know it's for your job. It's okay. We don't worry about that. But if you have transfers from other bank accounts, if you have checks you deposited, cash, anything that is over 50% of your gross paycheck for the month.
Okay.
So you make $5,000, anything over – for your gross check, anything over $2,500 would be considered a large deposit
okay.
In that month's period.
And that's okay to have them, but you're gonna want to know – why they got them.
Yes. I mean, okay. and there's, you know, there's legitimate reasons. You know, you might have sold a car. You might have sold some jewelry.
Right.
You might have friends living with you that give you money each month for utilities, rent.
Okay.
You know, there's so many different reasons for it. You might have cashed out stocks, bonds, mutual funds, CDs, 401k, there's so many different ways that we see these deposits.
Okay.
But again, thanks to the Anti-Money Laundering Act, we have to source them, and every company does. And I know it's a frustrating process, so I try to tell people ahead of time what to expect.
Okay.
One of the important things is that documentation is good for 120 days, except for VA loans, they're good for 90 days.
Okay.
So from the time you go under contract, we go back 2 months on bank statements.
Okay.
So if in the past 60 days you had any large deposits, we would have to address it. Anything prior to those two-month period, we don't even look at.
Right.
And then it's, you know, the bank statements are going to be good for 120 days. But then if you end up getting a gift after we have that bank statement and then also deposit stuff, we have to source it as well.
Yeah, but you're going to ask for a bank updated bank statement right before settlement, though, aren't you?
No.
Mm-mm. Okay.
They're good for 120 days. So
okay.
If we have everything we need showing, you know, if you're getting a gift or you have enough money in your bank account, then no, we don't update the bank statements prior to closing.
Okay. Excellent. So we got to take another break here, Robin. And when we come back, I want to finish up talking about large deposits. And then I want to get your thoughts on that interest rates and where
sure.
you see them heading there. So we'll be right back with more with Robin Ebley with Prospect Mortgage on Real Estate Today with Paul Rosso. Stay tuned.
You just purchased your dream home, and now it's time for you to choose a title company to insure your title in your new home. At RK Abstract, we not only insure your title, we're committed to providing you with exceptional customer service and educating you throughout the entire process. And when your settlement day comes along, we'll be there for you every step of the way to answer any of your questions and help to ensure a smooth closing. So whether you're buying your dream home or refinancing your current mortgage, you have the right to choose your own title insurance company. Title insurance rates are state regulated in Pennsylvania, so be sure to choose a title company that's committed to you. RK Abstract makes that commitment to you. Give us a call at 267-279-9332. 267-279-9332, so we can serve you. RK Abstract is licensed in the state of Pennsylvania.
You finally got the promotion you've been wanting for years. The job is out of state and starts in 3 months. You need an aggressive agent to get your home sold quickly. You ask your friends for advice, and Jennifer recommends you call Paul Rosso with RE/MAX Properties. She had talked to a couple of real estate agents about selling her home. She hired Paul because of his innovative marketing plan and experience. Within a month, her home was sold at a great price. Paul helped her through the entire process and kept her informed along the way. You take Jennifer's advice and call Paul. Paul sells your home quickly and for more than you were expecting. Today, you're in your new home and starting your new job. Life is good. Now you tell everyone to call Paul Rosso with RE/MAX Properties, 215-968-7402. That's 215-968-7402.
This is Francesca Lapari. When it came time to sell my home so I could buy a new one, I had some concerns about how difficult it may be to get my home sold. My sister Josie recommended that I call Paul Rosso with RE/MAX Properties. Paul came out to look at my home and assured me that he could get my home sold. He made some staging recommendations and which ones were important than others to start with. He also helped me with the initial pricing recommendations. After just a couple of weeks with very little showing activity, Paul recommended that I improve the price. After I did that, the showing started to roll in and I got my home sold. Paul guided me in every step of the way. Every time I called Paul in a panic, he calmed me down and helped me through each concern I had. I trust Paul. He knows his business and follows through until closing. I'm buying a new home outside of Paul's market, but he is willing to answer any question that I have about the process. Paul Rosso is truly my trusted real estate advisor. Do the smart thing and call Paul Rosso to help you sell or buy a home.
You are listening to Real Estate Today with Paul Rosso, my dad, on WWDB Talk Radio, 860 AM and WWDBAM.com.
Hey, welcome back to Real Estate Today. I'm your host, Paul Rosso, your trusted real estate expert advisor and advocate with RE/MAX Properties. And I have a proven, repeatable system backed by market research to sell your home for up to 18% more money than traditional real estate agents. Hey, my call number is 215-778-9687. 215-778-9687. If you're on Facebook, please like our Facebook page, our new Facebook page, Paul Rosso Real Estate Advisor. And you can always listen to the show on your smartphone or tablet with the TuneIn iHeartRadio apps. Hey, just want to remind you about our Heroes Home Advantage program that we offer. It's a real estate rebate program. You can receive cash back when you sell or buy a home through me. And to be eligible for the Heroes Advantage program is anybody who's in the military, teachers, law enforcement, firefighters and emergency personnel, healthcare professionals, active, retired, and veterans qualify for that program. So if you know anyone or you qualify yourself and you're looking to buy or sell a home, please give me a call, 215-778-9687, 215-778-9687. Hey, we're talking with Robin Ebley here in the studio from Prospect Mortgage, and we're in the middle of discussing before the commercial break about large deposits. So, all right, so a buyer has, you know, comes up, their bank statement shows a large deposit. How do you document that? What are the buyers going to need to provide you with?
Sure. It's going to be similar to when you document the gift.
Okay.
Same process for the most part. So what we have you do is provide a copy of the check that was deposited,
okay,
a copy of the deposit slip, and a letter from you explaining what the deposit was for. The only hard part is cash, because we can't really always source where cash comes from. So if you plan on buying a house, stay away from depositing cash.
Okay.
Pictures of your safe at home don't count, because I've had it, people ask me before.
Under the mattress.
Yeah, no, do not deposit any cash if you plan on buying a house in the near future.
So they would need to, if they had cash they want to deposit, they'd have to deposit that at least like 3 months in advance?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep, because we go back to 60 days. All banks go back 60 days on
okay,
bank statements. Yes. Yep.
All right.
So, and, you know, I talk to my buyers for a while before they actually end up going under contract. You know, sometimes they plan on getting married. You always end up getting money for your
right,
wedding. So I always walk them through the process ahead of time,
okay,
before they deposit it, on how to do it the right way and the easiest way. That way it's not an issue later on. But again, think of it as a paper trail. And just the deposit slip. If it came from another bank account, we would need to see that bank account that it came from.
Okay.
So if there's any transfers or you cashed in on a 401k or stocks or something like that, we would need to see it leaving that account. And then again, just do yourself a favor and don't deposit cash.
Okay. I get it. Hopefully my audience gets it too there. So is there anything else about large deposits that we haven't talked about yet, Robin?
I think we covered everything on the large deposits.
Okay, excellent. So, Robin, your crystal ball for interest rates. I know that, last couple of years, everyone keeps talking about rates going up, rates going up, rates going up. And eventually they will go up, but no one has the crystal ball. You know, the Fed's raised their rates recently, but it doesn't seem to have an impact. So, what's your crystal ball, Robin, showing you right
it's
now
the,
in interest rates?
Million-dollar question.
Yes. Or in the Powerball, the billion-dollar question right now, right?
Exactly. I mean, I do see them trending up eventually,
okay,
before the end of 2016. I mean, Fannie, Freddie, National Association of Realtors, everyone did their predictions through 2017. They predicted by end of 2016 we can be closer to the fives.
Right.
They've been saying it for years, the rates are going to go up. Everyone's been saying it. But even though the Federal Reserve increased by a quarter, the rates actually came down.
Okay.
There's so many factors that go into making up the interest rate.
Right.
It's not just the Federal Reserve. Actually, the Federal Reserve it has an impact, but that's not the biggest impact. I mean, right now – barrels of oil are $29 a barrel, where last year it was $100 a barrel.
Right.
That has a huge impact on the interest rates.
Yeah. And the economy, too.
The economy. You know, if you follow any of the stock information, job reports that come out, if the job report comes in lower than expectations, that's going to drop the rates. If the housing sales come in lower, that's going to drop the rates. So there's so many different factors, and also what's going on overseas, any turmoil going on over China, anything like that, it's going to make an effect on the rates. So
that's because they think long term, because of all these conditions, interest rates are going to remain low over the long term.
Yeah. I mean, they, like I said, they came down since the Fed raise the rate.
Right.
A good indicator for buyers, without, you know, confusing you with like economics 101, follow the 10-year treasury bond. The 10-year treasury bond is a good indication of the interest rates. If the bond's going up, the rates are going up. If the bond's going down, typically the rate's going down. I tell buyers, you know, if you're going to shop around the same day. Make all your phone calls the same day, because today's rate is going to be different than tomorrow's rate. This morning's rate might be different than the afternoon's rate. So always shop the same day to make sure you're getting the same based off of what the bond's doing.
Right. And, you know, one of the cautions I would give the buyers, too, is, you know, on interest rates, is that if one lender seems to be way below everybody else, you know, to me, that's a red flag that they're probably charging you extra fees in order to what they call buy down the interest rate. So, you know, you do want to do everything. And a lender can quote you any rate they want until you actually come in and apply for a loan. So you do have to use caution with that. And, Robin, I think that's good advice to you know, to call around the same day. So at least you get, you know, compare more apples to apples in that situation.
Absolutely.
Okay, great. Anything else in your crystal ball for interest rates?
No, I mean, I honestly think they're going to, you know, they're up, they're down. I think it's going to be the same way, you know, for at least, I think, through second quarter. And then I think once we get by, like, the spring market, they'll be trending up. I mean, the rates are still good. You might not be getting low threes, but you might be getting high threes, low fours,
right?
Which is still excellent. So, I mean, if you're on the fence of buying a house, I would do it sooner than later before the rates do go up.
Yeah, I mean, it's a tricky thing to do the timing of where rates are going to hit bottom. And, you know, I have a ton of buyers over the 28 years here that, you know, missed out on some great rates because they just took too long to make a decision, even though they stay set. They can go up pretty quickly, can't they?
They sure can.
Yeah, definitely.
They can go up overnight.
Yeah. So, Robin, I really appreciate you coming into the studio and talk about this.
Me.
Yeah, definitely. How can someone reach out to you if you know, they want to talk to you about interest rates you're getting pre-approved?
Absolutely. So my direct number is 609-332-5717. Again, it's 609-332-5717. And my website that has my email address, you can also apply on there, and also has mortgage information, is www.homesnjpa.com.
Okay.
And it's www.homesnjpa.com.
Okay, great. And I'll get that information off you, too, and get that on the website.
Thank you.
For the show page also. So, thanks again, Robin, and you know, hope you have a good rest of your Sunday there.
Thank you.
I'll
you
be working,
too.
But
I will be too. It's okay.
Yeah, I know. Hey, as we wrap up another great show today for the greatest audience in the world, all of you, I hope you enjoyed the show. I want to thank my guests today, Samantha Krez and Brad Connor with Green Drop. They had to go for appointments. Also, Robin Ebley with Prospect Mortgage. I appreciate you coming in there. We have another jam-packed show lined up for you next week, so be sure to join us next Sunday morning, 11 o'clock, right here on WWDB Talk 860 AM and stream live on our website at realestatetodayshow.com, realestatetodayshow.com. I have a busy afternoon lined up. After the show, I look forward to talking with Sal and Rita, who are looking to downsize their home. Now, their last child has moved out of their home, and then later in the afternoon, I'll be meeting with Eric and Jen, who are looking to purchase their first house in the Philadelphia area. So it's going to be a busy afternoon for me, and then wrap up another family night of activities once I finish up here. So I hope, again, I want to thank all of you for joining the show on the Super Sunday morning and talk about real estate. You know, hope you enjoy the remainder of your Sunday. A big thanks to my producer, Tony, for another great show. How you like that new coach there, Tony, for the Eagles? Down. Oh, that's not good. Tony's not happy with the selection there. Again, be sure to like our new Facebook page, Paul Rosso Real Estate Advisor. And on Twitter, follow us on Twitter at our new handle, Paul Rosso. Once again, my name is Paul Rosso, your trusted real estate expert advisor and advocate with RE/MAX Properties. I help buyers, sellers, and investors in the Bucks County, Philadelphia, and Eastern Montgomery County areas. You can reach me at 215-778-9687. 215-778-9687. Please continue to spread the word about the show. If you're interested in being a sponsor or an advertiser on the show, give me a call, 215-968-7402. 215-968-7402. Check out our past shows on our website, realestatetodayshow.com. Have an enjoyable week, and we'll see you back here next Sunday morning at 11 o'clock right here on WWDB Talk 860 AM. And remember, a house is made with walls and beams. A home is made with love and dreams. Good day, everyone, and have a great week.